There's a nasty fight going on in Washington that it seems like it's a battle that people who believe in freedom and free speech have to fight over and over again. And it involves something referred to as net neutrality. Today is the day of online protest against a move coming that will restrict your ability to have the content you want to see and read and watch and things you want to do online. The big players in internet, from the phone companies and the cable companies, want to have the ability to set up toll roads on the internet. You're already paying for your internet access. They want now to be able to restrict content unless people will pay them money to have their content flow. As an example, let's say Clark.com, you want to go read something on my website, and I refuse to pay money for these toll roads. What it means is that your access to the information from Clark.com will be degraded, slowed down, or not available. It is something that we shouldn't even be having to have a discussion about. But the people, you know, there's a chokehold on access to the internet in the United States. We, versus most anywhere else in the world, have a very tiny number of providers in each area. Many people have only one, and many others have no high-speed internet providers in their area. It was because of a grievous error by the U.S. Congress two generations ago in how they set up the original licenses for cable TV, and then in 1984, how telephone was divided up in the United States, that created these shared monopolies across America. Now the FCC, which is an obscure federal agency, the Federal Communications Commission, is in a position, and the chairman of the FCC has made it clear he doesn't really care what people say, but I think that he protests too much, because the response is overwhelming from people who want freedom of speech in America, who want the right to be able to see what they want to see, read what they want to read, and not have a monopolist gatekeeper control your access to information. It is absolutely wrong-spirited, and it's against what our nation's supposed to be about with free speech. So today, somewhere around, I think, well, the huge websites are involved, as well as smaller ones like ours. But Facebook, Amazon, and Google are part of today's protest of the end of free speech over the internet. And I want you to know that the way you deal with darkness is you shine light on it. And if you are at all politically connected, please let your congressman or senator know that this is unacceptable to you to have toll bridges and toll gates and toll roads put up on the internet. It is wrong. It is wrong. This is a right and wrong thing. It is wrong for a monopoly company to be able to control the flow of speech in the United States. You know, we're no longer in an era where the dissemination of information is done in the old-fashioned way with newspapers, what's old-fashioned in most of our lifetimes, newspaper, radio, TV. Today, the internet is the key pipeline for information, and attempts to choke off free speech. And if a monopoly company doesn't like what I'm saying, to eliminate your ability to see what I have to say or hear what I have to say, that is not what America is about. And I can't stand that these monopoly entities from the phone companies and the cable companies are working so hard in Washington, spreading their money around and trying to fix this thing so that your and my access to the free flow of information is ended. You know, there are times in our republic when people need to stand up and be heard. And this is one of those times, because we just assume and take for granted that our freedoms continue as they were. But the reality is, freedoms are something you have to speak up for. You have to be heard about. Or those with special private interests will snuff out our freedoms. And as I have said in the past, if one of the monopoly phone companies or cable companies would like to go on the air and have their say about this, I welcome you to do it, because I am a believer in free speech, and I want to hear from people who disagree with me. Doesn't seem that they're so much into that, does it? Check out our full podcast at clark.com/ on demand.